Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, distributed thousands of home medical kits on Monday in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, which has been particularly hard hit by the Ebola outbreak. Marcelo Mazzotta is a MSF distribution manager in Monrovia.
We know that it's not easy to do a fair distribution, you know, when you just drop the kits or the buckets to the community leaders or chairmen for them to then take responsibility to distribute them in the community. So that's why we prefer to do it ourselves in order to reach really everybody.
In Liberia, where Ebola patients have been turned away from overflowing clinics, the kits have everything one needs to look after ill family members. Sheldon Yett is a country representative for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF.
The thing about this disease is that it really piggybacks on the most basic human emotions. People want to give help to somebody who's sick. But we need to ensure that when we're giving help to people who are sick, that others don't get sick too. We need to break the cycle of transmission.
And as families care for the ill, potentially exposing themselves to Ebola, the humanitarian teams on the ground hope that the spread of the disease will be slowed by the materials that they're distributing. Once again, UNICEF's Sheldon Yett.
These kits are designed to do just that, to break the cycle of transmission. They're not designed to be a substitute for hospital care. They're not designed to be a substitute for any the kind of care that can be provided in a professional health clinic or medical establishment. They're there, designed to ensure that a family member can provide basic assistance in the interim period before somebody can go to an Ebola treatment unit.
In Luxembourg on Monday, European Union officials met to discuss the effort to collect $1.2 billion to aid in the fight against Ebola. In a statement, EU High Representative Catherine Ashton said European officials are considering naming a person to coordinate anti-Ebola efforts between the European Union, member states, and the United Nations. And here in Washington, U.S. State Department said on Monday it has 617 personnel in the Ebola-affected capitals of Monrovia and Dakar, with plans to send 80 more people by October the 22nd to aid in that crisis.